is an incredibly beautiful parasha that cannot possibly be learnt as a mere instruction manual of build this, do that, this size, that material. Every single different idea over here, Alpi Kabbalah, is absolutely mind-blowing. Alpi Hashkofa is amazing. If you want to spend more time in this, look in the Tziv and HaMakdova, look in the Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch. Each different part of the Chassidus Sforim, every single kli had an incredible amount of limudim that you could learn from. I just want to focus on one of them this week, and that is the Orin. So if you look in Perek Chof Hei, really the first of the kelim that we introduced to, but also Orin Atzi Shittim, which made the Orin of Atzi Shittim. Amasayim v'chetzi orkoi, amar v'chetzi roch, v'amar v'chetzi kamosoi. So those are the sizes, and the material is going to be made up of shittim of cedar wood, and he had the measurements. It's a piece of also zov tohi bebayis umuchus tzapeno, v'asis all of their zov tovik. Bayis umuchus tzapeno means that actually, Mefarshim explained, Rashi explains, it was made of three different boxes. It was made as an internal box, very inner box. There were three boxes. The box was made out of gold, and then it was surrounded by wood, and then it had gold around it. In other words, there are three boxes, so what you saw was gold, and in fact, were you to open it up, then you'd see inside also, all you'd see is gold, because the gold in a box actually covered the wood around it. So as you open it up, all you saw was gold, but in fact, it did have wood inside. So Mefarshim will ask, Eina nias mokam ashiris. Yeah, there are certain times when you're stingy, and certain times when you are generous. You're dealing here with enormous amounts of gold that's being used. If you wanted to have the beautiful representation of Rabbeinu Shlalom's Torah put inside this orin, why have this wooden box inside? Why trying to cut costs? Trying to cut costs. What's the idea behind it? Furthermore, Ramosha Feinstein asks an amazing thing. He says, if the Gemara says in Bavasra, that midos ha'orin ein min haminyan, which means there was a tremendous ness. If you walked into the Kodesh HaKadosh where the orin was, the orin physically never took up any space. In other words, if you measured the ground, the area that the Kodesh HaKadosh was, I don't remember the exact measurements, and it was regardless of whether the orin was in there or not, it had exactly the same measurements. In other words, the orin einu min haminyan. The orin never took up space. He never took up any space. However, there was only a limited amount of space you had inside of the orin. In other words, there were certain things were placed inside the orin. You had the luchos, the shivri luchos, and the tzenis of mon. There are certain things that were inside the orin, and those did take up space. So Ramosha asks, if the next was the orin itself, which is, does not represent the ultimate kedusha of Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a nes that doesn't take up any space at all, why is it that the Torah inside it did take up space? Other rabbis should also never have taken up space. Kol Shekhen should never have taken up space. So on those two kashas, there is one very, very, I believe there's one answer to them, and as follows. There's only one time in the year, not when the clouds were travelling, there's only one time in the year that the Orin was actually seen by anybody. Yeah, it was seen by the most elite individual, by the Kohen Gadol, on the most Kodesh day, on Yom Kippur, and it was in the most Kodesh place, in Kodesh HaKadoshim. The holiest person, at the holiest time, in the holiest place, was the only time once a year he went in. If he was not Ro'i, if he was not fitting for it, he would die. And he'd put a rope around his leg, and they'd schlep him out, because anyone who went in there was not fitting, they would die. And they would. Year after year, the times in the Chashmonoim, where they were not rot, by the way in, and it was worth it for some strange reason. I don't know. Well, the covered, yeah. I don't know how the insurance company actually worked that one out, or the actuaries in those times. But they died, and they did die, which means the person who was rot to come in there and actually left, yeah, was a tremendous simcha, like they say. And the Kohen left. It was a tremendous simcha. Yeah. It was an incredible simcha, and most people never made it. Which means that Kohen Gadol, with all his hachonas, with all his preparations beforehand, and he separated from his wife, and he learned the halachas, and he was b'metaher with a paraduma, he eventually came in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and what was he faced with? He was faced with the Orin. And the Orin was supposed to give him a message. the Oron is supposed to teach him something that he's supposed to take out with him and tell the rest of Klal Yisrael, because it's all about teaching us something. So what's the Oron teaching us? So the first message Oron is teaching us is a fantastic idea, and that is that however great you are, there is a humility that there's a humility that you have to keep, and the more, the greater you are in Torah, the more humble you have to be. For example, the idea over here is that that you had the Ori, that as we asked, you had the Ori and had three different boxes inside. So we asked, why do you have gold, wood, and gold? Have it all gold all the way through. There's an idea over there. Another rabbi, if the Ori is supposed to represent Chum, the ultimate Talmud Chacham is what you call a Toichi Kabari. Toichi Kabari means he's absolutely, he's Kaddish all the way through. And he's not. You look at it, and it seems like it's some kind of, you're buying it some kind of a shop there. It looks like it's gold. It's not gold. It's got this wooden thing inside. What's that for? The answer is, the only possibility to keep something that is gold is if you have the humility inside. If you have the gold outside and you have the gold inside, that's fine. As long as you realize there's a humility around it, that there's a wooden box inside, that is what retains the gold inside and outside. If a person has all the way through and he thinks it's absolutely perfect, then the Oren is possible. The Oren is not kosher. It's got to be this humility. The humility around it, you may not have to see it, but you have to know that it's there. And that humility is what retains, you know, they say the Regina Rebbe, the Regina, it was majesty. Majesty. Today they had the Sadi Ger is maybe Big Chasna. It's majesty. And the stories were said that the Regina was once walking, he had gold shoes. He had golden slippers that he used to walk in. And in the snow, they found that there was blood in the snow. When he walked once, there was blood in the snow. Why? Because he had his golden slippers, but he had no soles underneath them. So to represent Kavod HaTorah, this is Gadlus, this is Malchus, this is Rabbonus. But for himself, he had no slippers, he had no soles underneath it, and he was in a freezing snow, he was cutting his feet. Right? So in order for Talmud Chochon to be a Toichi Kabari, it does not mean it's got to be gold all the way through. He's got to realize that there's wood there. There's me, there's what to work on. I'm not perfect. I'm not gold all the way through. I've always got to work on something. Says Ramesha, that's exactly the idea that represents as well that the humility of the fact that the Oren never took up any space is Bashat. The Oren was so humble, he never took up any space. There's some people, there's such Bali Gaiva. They can't understand how another person, I think the Kotzker said this, doesn't understand how another person can fit inside the same room as them with all their gaiva. Gaiva takes up so much space, how is another person even able to breathe in that room? Here, the godless of the Oren was, because it had so much Torah, and the Torah was so full inside it, that is why it created a position that this Oren never took up any space. If there's any lacking of the Torah inside it, then the Oren would have taken up space. Because the Torah was full, that's why it took up no space. If there'd be less Torah inside it, it would have taken up space. Which means, the more Torah you learn, is not the bigger Balgaiva you become. Other Rabbah, it's a bigger honor you become. You realize what Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you understand what is expected from you. You understand what your responsibilities are for Klal Yisrael. So the more Torah you have, the less space it took. That's why the idea was over here in the Oren. So the first message of this Oren was, Kohen Gadol, Ashrecha, you're coming in. Talmud Chochem, lucky you, fantastic, you're fantastic, everything's good. But if you don't have the Anovi, you don't have the wood inside, then you are lost. If you have, if not have it all the Torah, then you don't have the Anova. Anova and Torah go together. That's number one. Number two, there is a very, very fascinating din. The Pasuk says, later on the Pasuk says, and you should make Badi Atzeh Shittim, and you should cover them in gold. The Vesa Sabadim Bataboyis, you should put it inside. And the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to remove the badim. Says a chinuch. So this is a chinuch over here, Mr. Tzadivov. What is the issa? Why is it also to remove the badim? Why is it also to remove the badim? Badim generally is understood to be you carry it in order to be easier for you to carry. Okay? And there's not the only kli that had badim. The shulchan had badim, right? The mizbech hakteres had badim. And that you can take off. And when you need to travel, you put them back in. But the Oren had to remain the Badim Yisurim Menu, says the Chinuch, that is a lav deraisa, one of the 613 mitzvahs, is a lav to remove it. Why is that such a big lav? I can understand Lysignoiv, Lysigzoil, Shabbos, but he must remove the Badim from the Oren. Wow! Well, what's it teaching me? What's it? So listen to this, I read out what he says. Mishor Shira Mitzvah. The fish ha'oron mishkan ha'teira. The oron is where the Torah rests. Vehi kol ikarik kvaydenu, and that is all our basis and our covered, which means we are the whole. Who we are is represented by the Torah. But it's chayavnu linhoig boy kol covered v'chol hador v'chol yichalteinu, and therefore it is incumbent upon us to give covered and hador, to give respect and honor as much as we possibly can to the Torah. Our kainit stavinu lebal nesir badu ha'or mimenu. And therefore we've got to make sure they're not allowed to remove the badin, the poles on the oring. Why? For some reason they have to run out with the oring. And because of the stress and the rush, you won't check if the badin are put in there as way as they need to be put in. And perhaps the oring will fall. And that is not the covered of the, that's not the covered of the oren, which means what's happening already? The oren falls. Okay, you pick it up again, and it didn't fall. The oren is noisov. It carried itself. It never carried it. It covered you, but carried you. But the idea over this is that the concept of the oren is to teach covered atayra. Covered atayra is that a talmud chacham or a person who represents Ribbono Shel Olam, not necessarily a politician, but a person who represents Ribbono Shel Olam, has to be absolutely pure. He must never ever fail. He must never for a moment who he represents. And if chas v'shalom something happens and he falls, that's the biggest kavod, biggest chil Hashem, that's the biggest disgrace to the Torah. The Kohen Gadol comes in and says, Kohen Gadol, ashrecho, you've done your fantastic hachonas and you're great, but make sure you never ever do any action that disgraces the Torah. And that's what happened. Rachman al-Sanu, he had Yochanan Kohen Gadol went 80 times ifnai v'lifnim. 80 times, 80 years, he went into the Fnai Rishnim, went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which means he must have been, he didn't go then when he was 5 years old, he must have been 100 years old, yeah, last time. The Soifoi Nase Tzedoki, he became an Apikoros. He became an Apikoros, the biggest Chil Hashem. And therefore, this Kohen Gadol, the love of the Isurim Meni must not move the Badim, is to teach us this element of Kovod HaTorah. Kovod HaTorah, Kovod of Das Torah, and that's supposed to remind the Kohen Gadol as well.
I think Hashem Shalom Hirsch does another idea that it represents that it always goes. The Torah is not dependent on the Beis Hamikdash, it's not dependent on Yerushalayim. It goes wherever Bar Yisrael goes into Golus. The Torah is, the poles represent carrying and moving.
Right.
And it goes, I think he says that. That's
going to always be ready to travel.
It's always ready to travel wherever the Jews go.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Nice. Yes. Yes. Very nice. The Hamak Dover says that as well. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I want to just, if we have time, just for one more point over here. The Pasuk talks the next carries on and says, what was on top of the Oren? The Pasuk says, Vasis Kruvim Zav Miksha Zav Tas Oysim Shnik Seisa Kapiris. You've got to make two Kruvim. So what are Kruvim? Says Rashi, Demus Paratsuif Tinoi Klehem. They had a face of a child. A cherub. No, cherub. Right? A face of a child. So the Mefarshim asked, what is the idea of having a face on a child on a Kruvim? The Kruvim, by the way, between the Kruvim was the most Kaddish place anywhere in the world. Anywhere that ever was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would speak between the Kruvim. That is where the Shekhinah was in this world. It was concentrated in that area. What is the idea of having a face of children of the Kruvim? Maybe you should have pictures of Tzadikim, Avram and Yitzchak, Yosef and David, like the Merkava. What is the idea behind that you have children's faces on the Kruvim? Why? What's children? Very cute. But what's the idea of the Kruvim being that way? So, I'm not sure, I don't remember who says this, but the idea of children is the idea that however great a person is, it's very easy for them to feel, to rest on the laurels and say, okay, Baruch Hashem, I've done this, I've done that, I've been successful. Don't tell me what to do. I'm a Talmud Chacham. Kohen Gadol, you go lifnai v'lifnim, you should just learn from children. Children are enthusiastic. Children are willing to learn. Children are willing to be mentored. Children are always there, are looking to learn more. Kohen Gadol, kol hakavod, but you be like a child. Look out for more. Always aspire to be greater. Always look to learn an extra chiddush. Go to the Rashi, you've learned the Rashi 20 times. Look at something new. Always look at it like a child. Always be like a child, have this childlike enthusiasm. Yeah, it's nothing like a childlike enthusiasm. You know, today you travel. Yeah, you go on a plane. No, you go, right? You don't enjoy going on a plane anymore? You do enjoy it? Yeah?
Love it.
You love it, right? Remember the first time you went on a plane, the enthusiasm, the meals, and the thing, and the seat going up and back, and you know, there's a thing. Have that enthusiasm with ruchnius. Don't let yourself dry up. But the final thing is, the idea over here was, but, and the Pasuk says, "V'hayo kruvim porosei k'nufayin l'malo seichichin b'chanfein al kapiris u'pneim ish al och." On one hand, they had seichin k'nufayin l'malo. In other words, the wings were upwards. But the Pasuk says, "U'pneim ish al ochiv," but the faces were facing each other. Yi u'pnei kruvish with the face of the kruvim. Now, the most amazing, fascinating thing was that these kruvim actually were a doimim. They were, what's the word in English?
Inanimate.
But lemaisa, they had a strength to it that they became a chai. When Gemara says, when the Klal Yisrael were doing Ritzoyin Shel Mokom, they faced each other. And when they weren't doing Ritzoyin Shel Mokom, they turned away. They faced opposite. Says Yisrael Chacham Spekta that this is rumors in this pasuk. How do you know? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, if Oysim Ritzoyin Shel Mokom, when you're doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's Pneiim Ishel Ochiv, if you are looking at what other person needs, even if you're Parosei K'nufayin L'malo, even if you're aspiring to be a great person, to be a Kadosh and a Tohoyer and a Talmud Chochem and a Gadol B'Torah, that is fine. But as long as you don't leave behind Pneiim Ishel Ochiv, as long as you don't leave behind the basic needs of other people, you can't hide away in a little room and be a... That's Buddhism. Yeah? Pnei Mishal Ochiv is looking out for the other person, seeing what the needs of somebody else is. To see the Pnei Mishal... And if it's not Pnei Mishal Ochiv, then it's Ein Ritzoyin Shel Mokom. That's not what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Person can find the Malo, by all means, but Pnei Mishal Ochiv. These stories, you know, the Gedolei Olam, the greater a person was... there's a story I just heard last night. There's a certain child who is going through a very, very difficult time. A young boy, he was 11 or 12, and he was a yosem, and he was going through his father's nifty, he was going through a very hard time, and it was very, very hard to get a appointment with a particular psychologist in Bnei Brak. And the only time he could really meet with the boy was the night of Bedikas Chometz. So so Rishach managed to arrange the appointment with him. And then just before the appointment, Reb Shach rolls up at the house and says, "I know your mother's too busy to come with you. Somebody's going to come with you. I'll come with you." So Shach comes with him. He waits outside of the room while the child meets with a psychologist and walks with him back in case he wants to discuss anything with him. So this is the sixth parasha. The greatest person at the greatest time and in the greatest place is not complete unless he realizes that he's not complete. The more a person realizes they're not complete, the more complete they are. The more Torah they learn, the more bigger honor they become. That is why you have the box in the middle, and that is why you fill up the whole Torah, and that's why you made no space in a base Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kavod HaTorah, respect other people with their Das Torah, respect other Tamid HaChachamim, respect the freshness of Torah, the Kruvim should always be childlike with enthusiasm, and more than anything, if you want to do Ritzoyin Shel Mokom, it's Pneim Ishel Ochiv. Even if Parosei K'nufayin L'malo, even if you're reaching upwards, make sure you're looking and caring what the other person needs. Shukriya.